Someone comes to the confession and says, Father, I have a besetting sin and I want your help. I come to church on every Sunday and cannot help thinking I am the prettiest girl in the congregation. I know I ought not to think that, but I can't help it. I want you to help me with it. The pastor replied, Mary, don't worry about it. In your case, it's not a sin. It's just a horrible mistake. When St. Bernard was asked what the four cardinal virtues were, he replied, humility, 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 and humility. What is the essential thing in the religion and discipline of Jesus Christ? St. Augustine asks and then responds, I shall reply, first humility, second humility, and third humility. We should not seek recognition and recompense for the services we do for Christ and the church as parents, as teachers, as pastors. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus again predict his passion, death, and resurrection to his disciples. The setting here is important. Jesus and his disciples are preparing to journey through Galilee, a Jewish territory in which Jesus has already encountered problems with the Pharisees. Perhaps this is why Mark indicates that Jesus was trying to journey in secret. In predicting his passion, Jesus is acknowledging the danger they will face and is trying to prepare his disciples for it. Yet Mark tells us that the disciples did not understand what Jesus was saying and were afraid to ask what he meant. Such hesitation on the part of the disciples is not characteristic behavior. Peter had no fear about rebuking Jesus in last week's gospel. Perhaps this is an indication that the disciples were aware that a new situation was emerging. Mark paints a vivid picture in today's gospel. Having arrived at Capernaum, Jesus and his disciples enter a house. In this private place, Jesus asks his disciples about the argument they had while they were journeying. Again, the disciples are uncharacteristically silent and afraid to answer. They have been found out. Jesus then summons the 12, whom Mark identified earlier in his gospel as those chosen by Jesus to preach and to drive out demons. To this select group of disciples, Jesus teaches that those who would be first in God's kingdom must be servants of all. Jesus then calls forward a child and teaches the 12 that to receive a child in Jesus' name is to receive both Jesus and the one who sent him. We might easily fail to understand the significance of this action. In first century Palestine, children were without status or power, possessing no legal rights. Humility is the most misunderstood virtue of our times. The humility is synonymous with weakness. Being humble doesn't mean suppression of one's personal attributes or abject self-depreciation. No, this is not. The humble person knows his places and takes it. The humble person, if he is supposed to rule, then he rules. When he is supposed to serve, then he serves. But even in his most triumphant moments, the humble person remembers that all he is and all that he is from God. But because of pride, which is very difficult to conquer, the virtue of humility becomes unpopular. St. Francis de Sales said, "Pride, human pride, dies 15 minutes after your own death." Jesus is teaching his disciples and us that when we serve the least ones among us, we serve Jesus himself. Who are the people without power or status in our society that Jesus is calling each one of us to serve? Do we do so willingly? Jesus teaches that God's judgment of us will be based on this criterion alone.